What's up, everybody? Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesar Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We're in green for a reason, not brown. It is not Thanksgiving, although there will be plenty to give thanks for, hopefully, on this show, as we will give you some winning bets. Coming up on today's show, NFL free agency frenzy is going strong. We'll take a look at some of the biggest moves. March Madness also heads into day two today. We've got best bets with our in-house college hoops expert, Kenny Betts Big. And of course, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. Kenny, happy Thanksgiving / St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why I almost forgot that twice.
Yeah. I even got the memo. I wore green. I'm going to be the people's leprechaun leading them to the pot of gold at the end of the March Madness rainbow. So let's get into it.
I love that. Although I will say one of us is above everyone else in this Moxie Vets bracket poll. I am amongst the ones. And I know you said you're only 10 points behind me, but as of today, I am winning between you, me, and Danny.
Yeah, you must not have got the memo. The producers actually asked Danny and I to throw the bracket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Kenny, we'll see how that keeps going this week. If you signed up with us, thank you. We love it. You are competing for a guest spot here on Moxie Bets, but you got to beat me, who's currently one of the number ones, Kenny, who you can never count out, and Danny Brasco as well. All right, Kenny, let's get into Mox Thought of the Day, NFL free agency. It's been a wild, wild week. Obviously, the biggest news has been Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you tuned in for this. I certainly did. You might as well tattoo sucker on my forehead because I was one of the 400,000, half a million people that tuned into this. He came out of his darkness retreat, apparently 90% that he was going to retire, which I do not believe, came out. Found out that the Packers were interested in shopping him around, which duh. And also he's been interested in leaving for at least a year now and became unhappy. And he stated that he has the intention of playing for the Jets this year. They just have to get a deal done. And he also said that he didn't have a demand list or a wish list. However, it seems to be that the Jets are picking up a bunch of his buddies over there from the Packers. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I really didn't think the Jets would be able to pull it off. Really didn't think Aaron Rodgers was going to go to the New York Jets. But, it makes the Jets an interesting pick for sure. Not good for my Patriots. That division's getting pretty tough. Dolphins, Everyone's pretty competitive now. But I honestly, I don't love it because if you look at Aaron Rodgers the last few years, and I know it's Aaron Rodgers and he's tough to count out and, you know, he's one of the best we've ever seen do it, but you know, last year he missed a lot of open throws. He didn't look like the same Aaron Rodgers of old. Mm-hmm. And he's going to a team with, you know, a lot of younger players, a lot of, you know, young talent around him. And you just have to wonder, like, where is his head at, right? He's been on the fence. Is he going to retire for the last few seasons? It's been this saga almost every offseason. Is Aaron Rodgers going to retire? Is he going to keep playing? So you have to wonder, like, how much is his heart really into it? Is he going to be a full participant in the offseason workouts to really gel with this new team? I think if he goes into it kind of like how he's been in Green Bay the last few offseasons, where, you know, he's just kind of doing the mandatory stuff and going through the motions during the offseason, I don't think it's going to really click for the Jets. I think it's going to take a little bit more to kind of for them to gel.
I agree with you, but my two rebuttals, I guess, would be one, spiteful Aaron Rodgers. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what they're getting. Because if you watched that Pat McAfee interview, he is very angry, although he's like, it's cool, it's no big deal, no hard feelings, but I'm very disappointed. And it's like clear that you're going to get a very spiteful Aaron Rodgers, which I do think, look, when he was spiteful the last time, he came back and won back-to-back MVPs. So I think we're going to get the best version of him. Plus, I agree with you about having that kind of young receivers core, which is why he's like bringing over his friends. Lazard just finished a deal there, and I think Randall Cobb is in the mix to come there too. Speaking of your, we'll have to see. And by the way, the deal isn't done yet. The Packers could, you know, dig in their heels on this one and say, hey, we want a Matt Stafford deal. We want those two number one overalls, which at that point, it doesn't make sense for the Jets because this guy said he was 90% that he was going to retire this year. So you got him for what, one, maybe two more years? It's definitely not worth two number one. So we'll have to see how creative the Packers will get. But I could see them being a little bit spiteful in this as well. Moving on to the Patriots.
I was going
to
say real quick though. I mean, regardless, anything, like, you could go out there and play quarterback and that will be better than Zach Wilson. So getting Aaron Rodgers is a massive, massive improvement to a team that was already, you know, on the cusp. A lot of people thought could compete and get into the playoffs last year. So definitely a huge step up, but still, you know, I think the Jets could be shooting themselves in the foot for years to come, right? Like, they're kind of selling their soul out. They would have never signed Alan Lazard and spent the money on him if Rodgers wasn't coming with it. So I think they're kind of spending money and it's going to probably shoot themselves in the foot, you know, down the road.
Yeah, and you look at the last two times that a quarterback has left of this caliber, right? There was Tom Brady. He came to the Bucs the first year, won a Super Bowl. Matt Stafford came to the Rams the first year, won a Super Bowl. So you got to think someone like Aaron Rodgers, there's pressure now. First year you get there to the Jets, and maybe it's not win the Super Bowl, but go deep in the playoffs, be a real contender in the AFC, which is a really, really tough division. You got someone like Patrick Mahomes. It's basically the next Tom Brady. So it will be interesting to see what happens there. But I hope that this deal gets done. I think it'll be interesting to see how Aaron Rodgers does with the New York media market, because it's a different animal here than it is, you know, in Green Bay. But I want to get your take on Juju Smith-Schuster moving to the Patriots. I feel like a lot of people, maybe this is a lateral move. Obviously, who is it, Jacoby Myers, they let walk. Like, what do you think of this move? Are you happy about it? Is it like, ugh?
Yeah, I don't love it. You know, Juju, we saw what he did last year with Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the NFL. And it wasn't anything impressive, right? He was a solid player. No. But now he's taking a huge step down in quarterback talent, going from Patrick Mahomes to Mac Jones. So I don't love that. I think Juju at best is an average player. I hope he proves me wrong and I hope he goes out and balls. The other thing too is I was really hoping the Pats were, you know, on the market potentially to land DeAndre Hopkins. We've seen, you know, some of their clips go viral of him and Bill Belichick talking like pregame, and, you know, they have a great respect for one another. So I really thought we maybe had a chance to land DeAndre Hopkins, but after getting Juju, I don't really think that will happen.
I'm curious to see what kind of a culture fit Juju is going to be in the Patriots way, because I think it's a different program over there. Bill Belichick runs a tight ship, you know, do your job. And Juju is kind of known more for his off the field antics with the TikToks and the trash talking online. And I'm curious to see what kind of a culture fit that is with the Patriots. I think he's going to have to clean up his off the field act a little more if he wants to be on Billy B's good side. Your other team, the Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield. This shocked me. I'm not a Baker fan. Okay, I'll go ahead and say that. I'm not a Baker fan. I know people are like, oh, you hate football if you're not rooting for Baker to succeed at the Rams. All right, I hate football then, because I wasn't rooting for him to succeed with the Rams there. Baker is a Buck. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like a whatever type signing. You know, maybe Baker Mayfield, you know, goes in there and shocks the world, kind of like he did with the Rams for that one game where he lit it up, let him on that crazy game-winning drive. But yeah, I mean, you're going from the GOAT, the best to ever lace up and step on a football field, to Baker Mayfield. So yeah, huge step down for the Bucs. And the Bucs aren't going to compete with Baker. I mean, you know, you saw what that team struggled last year with Tom Brady to get things rolling on offense. Everyone's a year, you know, now another year older. Mike Evans, 1 year older. Chris Godwin, year older. So, yeah, I don't love the move, but, I mean, they had to get someone, right? So you look at some of the players that were out there. They probably didn't want to spend the money because, you know, they're in a weird position. Like, if they went out and got like a Jimmy G or someone like that, like, they're not really in a win now type mode. They kind of need a few other pieces as well. So I feel like they're just kind of like patching the hole, you know, so the boat doesn't sink as fast, and just kind of in the rebuild process.
Speaking of, Jimmy Garoppolo is now a Raider, which is a bummer for me. I'm happy for him. I think he'll fit in really well with that offense. Obviously, Darren Waller now has moved. He's a part of the Giants, which is kind of a bummer because he just got married and his wife plays for the Las Vegas Aces. So that's kind of a bummer for them. And then the 49ers signed Sam Darnold. And this is another one where I'm like, okay. I mean, I knew we had to get a veteran quarterback. I'm glad it's not, you know, Andy Dalton or Matt Ryan. All right. Sam Darnold, I guess, I don't know. Obviously, with the, if you look at Sam Darnold, he's not had good coaches, right? So you got to take that with a grain of salt. And he was, you know, he wasn't a number one overall, was he? Was Sam Darnold number one overall?
I think he went number two. I think he went two.
Number two overall. All right. So
Ryan Baker.
Obviously. Yeah. And people keep saying Kyle Shanahan can do anything with anyone. So I guess, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm happy for him. You know, it seems like Josh McDaniels is kind of bringing a lot of his Patriot buddies and kind of maybe making the Vegas Raiders the Patriots way a little bit there. So I'm happy for Jimmy. I think that's good for him. I knew he wasn't staying with us. Sam Darnold, I don't know. I still think Purdy's going to be our number one. Obviously, you got to give it to Trey Lance in the beginning of the season. At some point, I think it'll be a quarterback battle. Once Purdy gets healthy, I feel like Purdy's going to be our quarterback towards the end of the season. And Sam Darnold, not a bad backup. Sure.
Yeah, the Jimmy G to the Raiders is interesting. And it's kind of shocking. The Jimmy G has to be the most disrespected quarterback to ever play the game because the guy goes out there and does
Thank
nothing.
You, Kenny Betts Big.
He is because the guy goes out there and does nothing but win. Like he has the best winning percentage out of any 49er quarterback. That's including Joe Montana and Steve yes. Young, right?
Yes.
The odds yes. when the Raiders signed Jimmy Garoppolo, the odds for them to win the Super Bowl actually got worse. Worse. You're telling me one of the most winningest quarterbacks of all time, the odds get worse. Like that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But you know, the Raiders are scary because Josh McDaniels, like this is his second coaching stint. He did terrible his first time with the Broncos. And it seems like, again, like he's kind of alienating that locker room. I feel like he may take kind of like the Bill Belichick approach, but he doesn't have the same mm-hmm. cachet as Bill Belichick. Like he's not Bill Belichick. So you can't talk to it and treat these players the same way that he's doing. Like, to hear that, you know, he traded Darren Waller on the wedding and then Darren Waller's wife fired back and said, oh, he wasn't invited anyway. That just shows you that, you know, maybe the relationship in that locker room is not that great.
Yeah. Which is maybe why he's bringing his people over, you know, that know him and have already been with him to kind of try to mitigate some of that. I'm not sure, but we're going to take a quick break right here. And then we're going to head into Capper's Corner where we will talk the big dance.
Let's do it.
Caesars Sportsbook, it's not just an app, it's a whole empire. Iconic casinos, hotels, world-class restaurants, it's all yours with Caesars Rewards. Because every bet you place, win or lose, earns reward credits, which you can redeem for hotel stays at over 50 destinations, meals, tickets, merch, bonuses, and more. Get started today. Create an account with promo code OMAHAFULL. 21 and over, 19 and over in Ontario, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Arharas, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino. Call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPE-NEW YORK 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time now for Capper's Corner. We'll welcome back in Kenny Betts Big. All right, Kenny, March Madness is in full swing, and there are plenty of games happening this morning and the afternoon. We're going to take a look at some of those later games today, but let's just do like a little tournament summary so far of some of the biggest news. So Auburn improves to 11-0 all time in the round of 64. Five SEC teams won on Thursday, matching the most wins by one conference in one day in NCAA history, which is pretty interesting. You got Penn State beat Texas A&M 76-59. It's the largest NCAA tournament win in school history. And then Princeton's win over Arizona. I mean, this was a bracket buster. Yep. This is a 15 seed has beaten a number 2 seed three consecutive NCAA tournaments. Each of the previous two advanced to the Sweet 16, and Arizona is the first school to lose twice to 15 seeds in the tournament. And then Furman beat Virginia, their first win in the NCAA tournament since 1974. And then you got San Diego State, who beat Charleston to snap an 11-game losing streak by Mountain West teams in the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, you got Kansas, who won a game in 16 straight tournaments, tied with Kentucky for the second longest streak of all time. Any of the things that happened yesterday shock you, besides, of course, Arizona?
Arizona, it did shock me, but it didn't. You know, like you mentioned a couple years ago, they lost as a 2 seed to Buffalo, and that was with DeAndre Ayton and a couple NBA players on that team. So Arizona, one of those teams, for whatever reason, they just constantly disappoint in the tournament. The Charleston game, I don't know if you caught that. I was on Charleston +5.5. Had to be one of the worst beats of the tournament already. They're down 4 with 13 seconds in the ball left. Go to the hole, guy gets fouled. They don't call the foul. And then the refs end up calling a foul with 0.7 seconds left. And of course, you know, college players, they can never make their free throws, but he goes down the other end, drills two free throws to screw me on the 5.5-point spread. So that was a tough one yesterday.
Oh, tough one. Well, I had West Virginia. That was a tough one for me, too, down there to the wire. Okay, so let's take a look at the games later today. You've got number 6, Iowa versus number 11, Pittsburgh, Iowa State, -4.5 spread favoring the Cyclones, over under 131.5. What do you like in this game?
So I'm leaning Pitt here. I am going to wait to see the injury news. Pitt's center, Federico's game time decision, didn't play in their last game against Mississippi State. And you got to love that name, right? I saw you smile, Federico.
I was just going to say, it's his first and last name are the same?
Yep. They're the same. So
Federico, because I've seen his name, but I just thought he was like a single name kind of guy. People were just calling him Federico. I didn't realize Federico. Yep. Wow, parents. Okay.
Yeah, they got real creative there, right?
It's like when a 4-year-old has a cat, right? And they name a kitty. That's what that means to me.
Okay. Yeah. Come here, dog. Like, Walking Dead. But Pitt, they played in the playing game. They beat Mississippi State. Pitt 68th in the country in 3-point percentage. So they're a team where, you know, if they get on a roll, they could be, they could cause a lot of problems for some of these teams. And, you know, a lot of people are worried about Pitt's interior defense because, you know, Iowa State, especially with Federico possibly missing the game, their starting center. But, you know, Iowa State loves to pound the ball inside. But Pitt, if you watch that game against Mississippi State, who also loves to pound the ball inside, like Pitt's coach came up with a beautiful game plan to stop Mississippi State and Talu Smith. Like, you know, they were giving him all sorts of trouble, Mississippi State constantly turning the ball over. So I think we'll see a very similar game plan. And I think Pitt's got the players, you know, with Burton and they have really good guard play to go out and get it done. So right now I see him catching 4.5-5 points, depending where you look. And I like that. The one thing that does scare me, though, is the rebounding. Iowa State, great rebounding team. They're actually 21st in the country at converting second chance points. So as long as Pitt can keep them off the offensive glass, I think they can go out and get a win.
I don't hate that. And I kind of like that for maybe the full game, but I am going to take Iowa State minus the 2.5 in the first half. You know, Pitt is coming off their first NCAA tournament win since 2014 over Mississippi State. And it was a battle, 60-59. And they really dominated the inside, 18 defensive rebounds, 30 points in the paint. But I feel like at least in the first half, you got to go with the fresher legs here, right? And the better defense. Iowa State has held its opponents this season to an average of 62.2 points per game, which is 19th best in the country. Now, they did lose to Kansas in the Big 12, but they beat Baylor back-to-back. So I do think that Iowa State is kind of a frisky team, but I also think that Pitt is as well, which is why I feel like I'm just kind of going in the middle here. I'm going to take Iowa State in the first half minus that 2.5. Fresh legs, better defense.
Well, don't buy into that too much, because remember now, since they've started this playing game, we've seen these teams who play in that playing game make runs, like UCLA a couple years ago. They won their playing game. They made it to the Final Four, I think, right? So we've seen some of these teams who – no, what are you going to say?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, yes, exactly everything you're saying, which is why I'm afraid to take them the full game. That's why I'm taking them only in the first half, because I agree with you. I don't want to get trapped in that. But I do think that Iowa State having the fresher legs can just come out stronger, and then maybe they fall apart a little bit in the back there.
Yeah, and Iowa State, definitely the better team. They've played better competition all year. So, I mean, I don't hate it. This is a hope and a prayer that a little March Madness magic goes my way.
A hope and a prayer. Okay, moving on. We are doing number 11, Providence, taking on number 6, the Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky laying 4, over under 144.5. How do you feel about this one?
Well, this may be a little biased because I am a Kentucky fan, but I really like Kentucky in this spot. You know, it's one of those weird spreads, the minus 4, 4.5, depending where you look. But you know, how do you fade Coach Cal, right? Coach Cal, 19-2 straight up in the round of 64. He lost last year to St. Peter's in the first weekend. He hasn't lost he hasn't had back-to-back losses in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament since 2003, 2004, when he was the coach at Memphis.
Wow.
Yep. And Kentucky's just playing good basketball, you know, down the stretch. I know they had the 2 losses to Vanderbilt, which I actually gave Vanderbilt on this show. But Vanderbilt always plays Kentucky tough. Like, as a Kentucky fan, I just know that they always play us tough. But Kentucky, over their last 8 games, they have 5 wins against teams who are in this NCAA tournament. So, you know, they're beating good competition and they're starting to gel at the right time. You look at the way Providence plays, they like to pound the ball inside with Bryce Hopkins, Kentucky transfer, another little angle. I think Kentucky comes out ready for that. But Kentucky's got Oscar Tshiebwe and a ton of long, lengthy athletes who can slow down that interior game. So I like Kentucky to come out strong and make a statement win tonight.
I like that too. I think that Kentucky is the more talented team. I also think what happened to them last year, getting bounced out by St. Peter's, they're a little bit hungrier for it this year. And Providence really just has been struggling. They lost the last 2 games of the regular season. They lost to UConn to get bounced out of the Big East tournament. So I'm going to go ahead and lay those points with Kentucky, but it scares me a little bit too. Taking a look now at number 8, Memphis Tigers, as they take on number 9, the Florida Atlantic Owls. Memphis minus 2, just a bucket here in the total 153. What are you thinking here?
This is a weird one because it feels like it has all the
They're all weird, Kenny. They're all weird.
Yeah. But it's March, so all the games are crazy. But when you see this, like when you see Memphis versus Florida Atlantic, you would expect a much bigger spread, right? When you see the players on Memphis, they have, you know, all world talent players going up against a Florida Atlantic, you would expect at least a 3-4 point spread here. But now it's down to 1.5 at some books. So, you know, it feels like a trap. But Vegas can take my money here because I'm buying into the trap. Memphis just playing great basketball down the stretch. Over their last 11 games, they've only lost 2. Both of those games to Houston by a combined 10 points. That's the favorite to win it all, people. So you have a Memphis team. And mind you, they just beat that Houston team by like 20 points in the AAC final. So I think they're rolling right now. I've talked about it when we've talked about building the brackets. You want to look for good guard play and teams that can shoot their free throws. Memphis, Kendrick Davis, 21.5 points per game. That's 12th in the country. Free throws, Memphis 66th in the country. FAU 177th at free throws. So you're going to take a team, a lesser talented team going up against a better team. They can't even make free throws. Nah, save me with that. I'll take Memphis on the money line here.
Well, Kenny, don't save me with that because I'm on the other side. Give me FAU plus the 2 points. Fun fact, Kenny, these two teams have never met on the hardwood before. Now, of course, they've got some good history in football, but this is their first time ever in basketball. So Memphis, of course, coming off winning the ACC tournament, they won 9 of their last 11 games. I hear you, but I still like the Owls here because they've won more than 30 games for the first time in school history. So they're starting to heat up a little bit. They're also 3-2 against the spread as an underdog. So maybe this is where you surpass me as one of the number ones in the Moxie Bets Bracket Challenge, because give me FAU plus the 2 points here for an upset. Okay. Number 13, Kent State, taking on number 4 Indiana this evening. Indiana laying 4.5, total 140.5. Now, if y'all listened to the podcast on Wednesday, Tim Doyle, Timmy D, said, put your mortgage, put your 401k, take everything out and put it on Kent State. So give me Kent State plus the 4.5. What do you think?
Yeah, I was telling you before, I watched that episode and what was his name? Tim Doyle?
Tim Doyle.
Yeah, Tim Doyle got me fired up. And how can you fade Kent State after everything he said? I lean Kent State here as well, plus 4.5. The one thing that does worry me is that Indiana has Trace Jackson Davis, Race Thompson. They love to get the ball inside. Kent State, one of the shortest teams in the country, coming in at ranked 345th in the height department. So, but they do have guards, Sincere, Carey, and Malik Jacobs, who, you know, I think should be able to shoot them in this game. So 4.5-point spread, you know, March Madness, anything could happen. Give me Kent State here as well.
Yeah, like, I mean, Kent State beat Toledo 93-78 in the MAC championship as a 1-point underdog. They've won 6 straight games and they're 21-10-1 against the spread. So let's go Kent State. Okay, here's the last game of the night. Number 6, TCU, taking on number 11, Arizona State. Spread TCU minus 5.5, over under 141.5. And I will say, Stuckey was really big on TCU. Now, TCU, of course, is missing one of their big guys. What is his name? Eddie Lampke, which is going to be really hard to judge their offense. But what do you think of this game?
Yeah, I mean, Stuckey was also big on TCU against Texas. And I told you all, Texas. The Longhorns, baby. Hook them. Yeah. TCU, very tough team. I'm actually, you know, I'm not a big totals bettor, but I'm actually going to take the under here. TCU 21st in defensive efficiency, Arizona State 20th in defensive efficiency. Arizona is actually lower than 250th ranked in 3-point percentage, 2-point percentage, and free throw percentage. And they're coming off a game where they may have had the best shooting performance out of any school this whole year, the whole season. When they just beat Nevada, they shot almost 70% for the entire game. They shot over 50% from 3-point range. They just couldn't miss. So now you have a team that is not very good at scoring the ball coming off an insane shooting game. Yeah. Things always regress back to the mean, right? So I think we'll see Arizona struggle to get the ball in the hole against a very good defensive TCU team. And I think Arizona State will also be able to slow down TCU. So I like the under here in that spot.
I like the under as well. When I was looking at this, I kind of was leaning a little bit towards Arizona State, but then I saw they're 1-7 against the spread in their last 8 games following an against the spread win. So that kind of went out. And their offense has really been inconsistent at best down the stretch of the season. We talked about it at the top of this. TCU no longer has their big man, Eddie Lampke. So it's kind of hard to say how good their offense is going to be. He's been out for, 2 weeks now? So it's kind of a small sample size on what this team can produce without him. But TCU 21st in defensive efficiency, Arizona State 30th in defensive efficiency. I think that these defenses are going to come out strong. Both of these offenses too shaky for me to rely on. So I'm going to ride with you on this one. Go that under 141.5. All right, Kenny, anything else that we should be looking at for today's games or throughout the weekend? What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I guess throughout the weekend, we don't know yet. So today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, well, looking forward to the next rounds. I'm very high on Texas and Alabama. So, you know, those lines are already out. I do like a Texas and Alabama parlay on the money line. I know it's a little chalky, but I mean, they just look like levels above every other team right now. Like they're just running through very good teams. We saw Texas beat Kansas by 20 points in the Big 12 final. They just beat a very good Colgate team by 20 points yesterday. So I like Texas and Alabama to just keep rolling.
All right, Texas and Bama to keep rolling. I like that because I have both of them going very, very far, and I have Alabama winning the whole damn thing.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Time now for Mock's Locks. Of everything that we talked about today or things that we haven't, what are your two best bets? I will go first. And I'm taking the Dogs. Give me Kent State plus the 4.5 and FAU plus the 2. I'm leaning really heavy into that one. What are your two locks?
So is it safe to say the 401, the Mock's 401k is all in on Kent State?
Oh, it's cashed. It's out, yeah.
Edith's going to be eating scraps, or she's going to be living lavish next week. We'll see.
Well, let's vote for lavish. Yep.
Yeah. Always. They don't deserve anything less. I'm going to go with Drake plus 2.5 against Miami. Talked about the 5-0. Yeah. I think you had Stuckey on here last week, and he was talking about how the Drake team, a lot of, fifth year players, very experienced.
Grown
team.
Ass men.
Yeah. Right. Grown ass men. And, Miami might be missing a couple players today. So short line, the 5-12 matchup. We haven't seen a 5-12 beat a 5 yet. Talked about it. It's happened 32 out of 36 tournaments. So one should be coming. And I like Drake there in that spot plus 2.5. And then the other one is the Texas Alabama moneyline parlay. It's like I said, it sounds chalky. It sounds super square, but it also sounds like free money. And I like free money. So yeah. I'll be riding that one.
I'm going to ride both of those with you. And I do have Drake as an upset today. Like you said, it's going to happen. Hopefully it's Drake with their grown ass man. All right, Kenny Betts Big. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And we'll see if you can pass me today in the Moxie Betts Bracket Challenge. All right, this has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesar Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social @MoxieBetts. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.